President Obama's White House refuses to use the term radical Islam to describe terrorists who claim to be Muslim, and his critics are disgusted. The French had no trouble blaming radical Islam after the Charlie Hebdo attack, they say, so why won't the president? And I find this criticism weird, especially since it's mostly conservative websites that suddenly want the U.S. president imitating the French. But let's hear from former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who is one of the leaders of this campaign to have the president name radical Islam as the enemy. On Fox, he compared it to his crusade against the Italian mob in New York. You couldn't succeed unless you were willing to name it, he said.
You know, until the FBI acknowledged that the mafia exists and we're going to look for the connections, here we're looking for the bad Muslims, not the good ones, just the bad ones. It's like looking for the bad Italians, the bad Irish, the bad Jews, the bad Germans, or the bad human beings.
Well, okay, but then why doesn't he also name the religious affiliations of the mob bosses he went after? Members of the mafia are steeped in the culture of Catholicism. They give to the church, baptize their children, make the sign of the cross, confess their sins in the confidence of the confessional. They may not cry out, "The Lord be with you," after a mob hit, but suppose they did. Would Giuliani come out and say, "We're declaring war on radical Catholics"? And that's the problem with identifying these self-proclaimed Muslim terrorists as motivated by Islam, radical or otherwise. Why should we believe the religious claims of any terrorist? They may call themselves Islamic, they may cry out, "God is great," but so what? Don't you think that those who deliberately gun down innocent people have at least a teensy-weensy credibility problem? I wouldn't believe any of their justifications, especially any claim that they were on the phone with God.